nervous, scared to death. Not because of me, because I don't want to let God down. Right. Or I almost about did. I left my glasses at the house. I stopped at the Family Dollar. $6 pair of glasses. Yeah. Don't tell Angie. Because she'll kill me when I get to the house. I got 5 pair at the house, but nary one with me. So luckily, I was in low gaps. So I did a quick U-turn to Family Dollar. So anyway, I look good in $6 glass. Ain't they pretty? Mind you, cute. Anyway. Trying to lighten y'all bunch up a little bit. Lord have mercy. Huh? Butch, I don't know, brother. It's about like cell block C.
Rocks
are rough. Water rough. Well, hallelujah, amen, glory. Amen. I got my list of what not to do, by the way. I'm just kidding. Some of y'all might remember that list of what not to say, what not to do. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I love the Lord, amen?
Amen.
Okay, all right, we're getting there. Make sure y'all are alive. Anyway, y'all pray for me. I got this message. Woo, it's going to be a humdinger. All righty. Revelation, chapter number 1. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Huh? Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Bill's ready. Ain't nobody else ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Huh? We better be, because guess what? Jesus is soon coming to get us. Amen. Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen. We better be. Oh, all I heard about is the election. All we worry about Trump and Biden. Why are we so surprised?
Right.
The Bible says it's going to happen.
Right.
And we get all out of frame, don't we? Huh? We going somewhere. Y'all hang tight with me. I've been praying hard about this all day. I've had plenty of days to sit at the house and ponder on it. I haven't been out of work for 3 days, or since Saturday anyway. Had a lot of time to ponder and to pray. And the Lord will beat me. Yeah, Ramsey, get the stuff out of my life so I can preach tonight. Uplift God, who's worthy and worthy to be praised. That's what it's all about. Ain't about me. Ain't about Joe Biden, Donald Trump. It's about Jesus. Amen. That's what we have forgotten about as a church. It ain't about us. It's about Him.
Right.
And getting the lost saved.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It ain't about the elections. Because God's plan is going to fulfill itself no matter what happens. What we do, God's got a plan. Whether we like it or not, it's God's plan.
Right.
Amen. Because the Bible says so. So why are we all out of frame? Oh, Lord, you go on Facebook for 2 seconds. Lord, have mercy. Fussing and fighting, arguing about this, that, and other. Recounting the votes, recounting that. Who cares? Uh-oh. Now, easy now. Don't just hang on before you start shooting me. I care. Don't get me wrong. But it's not what's important. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servant. Who are you? Hey, who are you? A servant of God? All right then. He said, I gave John something to tell his servants, things which must shortly come to pass. We read your Bible. That's probably the problem. We ain't read our Bible so long we forget what's going to happen. Amen. Aha! Well, me, come on. Yeah. Well, glory. He said, and sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So that's come straight from heaven to John. Amen. Y'all agree with that? Amen. Y'all got the same Bible? I know you do because it's 1611 King James. It said, God sent the word to John. And we believe the word of God, do we not?
Amen.
It's rough, but it's rough, boy. All right, here we go. It said, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw? Now, y'all ready? Here we go. It said, blessed is he that readeth. Woo, I had a preach right there, Rams, all night. It said, blessed. Woo, it said, blessed is he that readeth. That's our problem. We ain't read the word in so long, we don't know what it says. Amen. I mean, wonder why, what's going on? I don't understand, Bush, what's going on? Why is all this coronavirus? Why is this happening? Hey, the Bible says These are the beginning of sorrows. It shall come to pass. Why are you alarmed? True. Because we ain't read the word so long, we forgot what the Bible says was going to happen. How many times, if you read your Bible, how many times did the children of Israel be punished by a wrong king? Nebuchadnezzar? Sound familiar? They misbehaved, God had to punish them. We want a king, so God gave him a king. So guess what? We cried Barabbas, we're going to get one.
That's right.
I didn't, but the whole majority did, didn't it? The religious people wanted Barabbas. Ain't that what we're at? The religious, just like the Pharisees and Sadducees. Hey, well, they said, give us Barabbas. So guess what we got? Barabbas.
Bless
him, Lord. So hang on, honey. You ain't seen nothing yet. Woo! Because the Bible says it's going to get worse. So that's why. Hang on. Yep. That's why I said, blessed is he who readeth the word. And they that hear the word. Hey! Not just do, but hear, the Bible says, of this prophecy, and keep those things. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
That's right.
If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, blessed. And y'all got the same Bible guy, right? He said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. What time is it, church? It's at hand. What time's at hand? Hey, Jesus is coming. Are you ready?
Yeah. Right.
That should be our biggest concern. We worry about everything else. Amen?
Right.
And I ain't saying don't worry about the election, because it's going to affect us. But that's not going to matter. When you stand before God, He's going to ask you, Butch, how many people did you win for me? Well, Lord, the election didn't go where I wanted to, so I had to sit in the house. That's not what we're here for. Our job as servants of Jesus Christ is what? To win the lost. That's our biggest and most concern ever. Not how much money you make, not how many cars you got, how many boats, golf carts, campers. If you got a camp, you have a golf cart, right, Jerry? And nothing wrong with that stuff. I like to have one. Don't get me wrong. But that's not important.
That's right.
Because I'm afraid we're going to lose a lot of stuff. Gas went up 20 cents already in 2 days in Galax. Went from $1.79 to $1.99. Poof! Miraculously. And we ain't seen nothing yet. Our freedoms are going to get slowly pulled away from us. We can believe it or not. So that's why I just said, let not your heart be troubled. I'm going to prepare you a place. Don't worry about what here. Just win them. Time is at hand for us to be on our job.
Right.
Our job is what? Winning souls for Christ.
Right.
Amen. That's our first and foremost goal, is winning souls for God. Is it not?
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't that what the Bible says?
Amen.
Go out and to compel them to come in. Go out in the highway and hedge and say, hey, there's a better way. But we're too busy to worry about fussing who won the election. Amen. And yes, it's important to understand that. But what's more important, somebody lost and dying and going to hell, or who won the election? Because
right.
Eternity is forever.
Right.
Election ain't before years. And now's the time for the church to shine.
Amen.
Now's the time. It's time's at hand for the church. I didn't say the religious crowd. The church to shine.
Right.
Because we see what religious get you. People of faith, we see what they believe in, don't we? Murdering babies. Homosexuality. They're people of faith. So is the Pharisees and Sadducees, who crucified Jesus. Amen. That's what the Bible said. They were the ones hanging the crowd all, wasn't they? Hey, Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. The religious people. The religious bunch.
They
all about the money. Don't that sound familiar? Ain't nothing changed over 2,000 years, is it? All about the money. Imagine that. He's afraid he's going to lose their money. Ain't that where we're at today in America?
Yeah.
It's all about money. Oh, don't touch my money. Don't touch my 401k. Which you ain't going to spend nary a drop when you stand before Jesus. He'll ask you how big your 401k is. He's got one bigger. Amen. So the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace. Hey, I know it's the seven churches, but Mount Vernon could be one of them. He said, grace be unto you and peace from Him, which is God, which is and which was and which is to come. So God said, hey, I ain't dead.
Right.
I is and was and I'm coming. I'm going to send you peace, hey, and grace.
Amen.
I think it says in one of the Psalms, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm close, I'm searching there somewhere we can find it. So God said, what are you worried about? I'm going to send you grace and peace. Hello? If you keep my words, if you obey my commandments. A lot of ifs and buts there, ain't there? But that's how it works. Amen? You got to do something to get something, right? If you misbehave, you got to get punished, right? Justin? Noah? Huh? Skyler? Oh, you youngins? If something happens, you get punished, right? I know I did. So guess what's happened to America? We're going to get punished. But he said, but grace and peace from God is coming. And from the seven spirits which are before His throne. And from Jesus Christ. Hey. Not only from God, but from Jesus His Son. He said, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood.
Amen.
If I don't get you excited, nothing will. Huh?
Right.
It's tough here, boy. No wonder preacher be when we come tonight. He knows. I'm just picking. Just don't get excited. He said, grace and peace, I'm going to send you, not only from God, but from my Son. My only begotten Son, I'm going to give you grace and peace. Who's going to save you from your sins in His blood.
Right.
So, Butch, on November 11, 1978, where was you at? Right. But November 12th, I still remember, that's pretty good. November 12th, hey, new Butch, new Miss Melody. So he's got something to thank God for. We all do.
Amen.
Every one of us said, if you're saved, we got something to be thankful for.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And Thanksgiving's coming up, and we thanked our troops. But when's the last time we really thanked Jesus?
That's right. Go ahead.
Huh? Because without Jesus, we've got no freedom. Zero. And our troops are servicemen, don't get me wrong. Yes, respect, grateful, love them. Cherish. They fought for our freedom. But without God, as we're soon going to learn, unfortunately, we're not going to have no freedoms. Huh? I've heard, Butch has heard it probably more than I have, about all his life. Since 1978, he's heard, hey, be thankful to come to church. It's soon going to be taken away.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Right.
I heard all my life, too. I'm 50. And you know, it's young for some of y'all, it's young whippersnappers, but 50 ain't too old for my mom. I'm feeling it. It's getting old for me. But I heard all my life. Oh, I go to church anytime I want to. Can we? Huh? It's coming to America. Ah. What's your Bible say? What's your Word of God tell you? It's coming. Ah. They said the same Bible. The same day as Noah. They was eating and drinking, partying and having a good time. Ain't that what we're doing right now in America? Huh? They said, oh, it ain't never going to rain here. I bet they thought different that first raindrop fell, didn't it? Huh? It's not going to happen in America until the North Carolina State Police is in front of this door and ain't going to let you in.
Yeah.
Or National Guard, who they have here? Oh, it ain't going to happen down here. We voted for such and such. You'll never let that happen here. Well, the president says so. Executive order, it'll happen. He's already going to make you wear a mask. It's coming. I heard that debate, wear a mask, not wear a mask. Lord, here we go again. That's just one of them, of many. But the time is at hand, church, for the church to say, hey, that's not important. It's where are you going to spend eternity? Huh? Where, if you die today, where would you spend eternity? We had a lot of deaths recently around here. Two teenage kids lost their life at 100, Carroll County. Car wreck. Four of them. Two died. Two's not good. That's two. Shooting. Roanoke. Died. Boom. All kinds of stuff going on. Eternity. Boom. Right then.
Right.
The time is at hand for the lost to see something better than what we're giving them.
Yep.
My boss came up to me the other day. So what do you think about this election? I said, well, it ain't good. He said, well, how can a person sit in church on Sunday and say praise the Lord and vote for killing babies? I said, they can't. He said, ain't right. I said, no, it's not right. I mean, it's not right. So he's lost and can see it. And he's seen the ones that's in church that's a voting for it. So why go to church? Huh? Why would we get saved if the church says it's okay?
Right.
Huh? If the church says homosexuality is okay, if the church says aborting babies is okay, why get saved?
Right.
Because that's what the law sees. They don't see the true church.
Right.
Because the true church is sitting at the house asleep. Amen.
Oh,
me. Not all of us. There's some that do good, but he goes to jail. Well, he probably used to go to jail, but he does different things. I know we do different things, but the church as a whole has went to sleep.
You're right. Amen.
The church as a whole has gotten farther and farther from God than we ever have before. Obviously, we're supposed to be a religious country, but religious and Christians, two different things. Amen. I know, it's just not popular. No. But listen to verse 6. When Jesus washed you in his own blood, guess what he done? He said, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Who is us? Hello? Y'all awake? Who is us? And hath made us kings. Who's us?
The church.
Thank you, Ms. Emma. Servants. His servants. Verse 1. To his servants. Us. Through Jesus Christ has made us kings and priests unto God. Not man. Unto God. So our job as a priest and a king is to what? Save the lost. Amen? To show them there's a better way.
Amen.
Rams, it might not be but two of you, brother, but don't give up.
Amen.
Have your Bible study.
Amen.
Keep going strong. Let them see. That's the problem. We start out, come on, church. I've been to Mount Vernon a few times. We're going to go visiting. Are we still visiting?
Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
I remember you used to come here Saturday mornings, go visiting. What happened? I ain't been here in a while, but we don't go visit neither. We got all these big ideas too. Oh, yeah, about 1 week. Poof, that's it. Nobody shows up. Well, I can't today. I got too much to do. Got to work. Got to do this. Got to go here. Got to do this. Run, run, run. Go, go, go. And the lost man dying and going to hell.
Right.
Oh, me.
Right.
Oh, me.
Right.
I'm pointing at me too. I ain't throwing no stones at y'all. I'm talking about me. I got lost co-workers. I got lost family. What am I doing about it? Not doing a good example, that's for sure. Oh, me. I've been the worst example ever as a Christian. Oh, me. Time to improve. To let them see Jesus in me.
Amen.
It's time for me to get strong in the Lord. And how you do that? By reading His Word. And by praying. Huh? How do you cast out devils? The Bible said, pray and fast. Bless you. Books can verify for having it works, don't it, brother? Huh? Praying and fasting. When's the last time we done that? Prayed and fasted. I look pretty healthy. So do I. It said, to him be glory and dominion forever. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 5. Said ye also, as lively stones, not dead stones, lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. TJ been harping on it. Not harping, but been talking about it. Well, harping on it. Randy's harping on it. I feel the same way. Our house ain't spiritual as it used to be, Mount Vernon. Cold Creek, where I go up there. Hey, we ain't spiritual as we used to be. I come here for 14 years. Y'all ain't spiritual as you used to be. I know some people's left and things have changed. But I remember when I first coming here, it's a lot more shouting, a lot more hollering, taking victory laps than he is now.
Right.
What's changed? God ain't changed. I know we're getting a little older and the bones don't work quite as you used to. I watch y'all on Facebook too, by the way. I got my eye on you. I see your youth choir person singing and doing good. Youth choir is good. But what happened to the old choir? Huh? Love you, brother. Talking about you, Butch. But I remember when we had the choir. And when the choir sung. Huh? It get loose, Butch. I remember. I ain't that old. I remember the... Get up there singing. They start shouting up in the youth loft and come running out down here. People in the house being, woo, shouting. I remember Miss Old, help me, Lord. Vera, there we go. Shan's mama. First come down here. Mother-in-law told me to come down here. You know, I grew up in a quiet church. I got down here and y'all loud down here. And y'all got loose and hey, woo, Miss Janice hollered, Miss Vera. And somebody, I forget who was over here, started hollering, Lord, mercy, that man went out the back door. I wasn't used to that. What happened? They're not here, but who's going to take up their spot?
Right,
amen? Hey, like TJ said, Bill ain't going to be here forever. Who's going to take his spot?
Amen.
Your deacons out here, who's taking their spot?
Amen.
Where's the shouting at?
Come on.
Huh? Where's the victory laps? I ain't saying you got to do it all the time. No, I'm not saying do it now. I'm saying, but where is it at? Who's going to take their place?
Right.
Not just this church, all the churches. Because these young ones ain't going to do it, I'm afraid. Sorry. Because they ain't getting showed.
That's
right. Is Skyler going to know? I don't know his name. I'll be in. I don't know how these people are. Jackson? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lex. Woo! I should know them name. Alan? Mary Grace? Oh. Anyway, I know her name. Emily.
Emma.
So let's start with E. She going to know?
No.
I can't remember the boys. Bo and Bentley and... Yeah. I know they all start with a B. Were they going to know what to do?
Come on,
right. Noah? They see it once in a while, but then what do they see? Back to the routine.
Right.
Same old, same old. Coming to church. Well, okay, we'll be out here by 12. And you don't have to be here to 1 to have a good service. You can be here 5 minutes to have a good service.
That's right.
10 minutes. You don't have to be here all day. Guilty. It's how we come into the house. It's how we leave the house getting to here. Huh? I by myself come there and I had a good time. Didn't have to fight with nobody, but just to be by myself. No argument with the wife because she's at the house sick-ish. So all by myself, throwing some McCamies, having a good old time. Felt good coming here. Why ain't that every time? It should be. I'm talking about me now. I ain't talking about none of y'all. I'm talking about me. I should come into the house. This house, any church I go to, I should come in with praise and thanksgiving.
Right.
Amen. That way when I go back out yonder, like TJ said, Monday morning, tomorrow morning at work, when the devil shows up, I'll step out the door tomorrow, ready to fight the battle. Because the time is at hand. The time is here, church, for us to be ready to fight. The battle is coming. Are we ready? Huh? We say we are, but are we really ready? Time's at hand. He said, we're alive and stone. Build up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So I can't get nothing to God except I go through the Father, who's Jesus Christ, my Father. So you can sit here and say, oh, you ain't done nothing unless Jesus says so. Amen? So I have to present my body a living sacrifice so I can lift up spiritual sacrifices to God. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Verse number 9, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. Said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what we're supposed to be. A peculiar people. A zealous people. Showing somebody there's a better way. I know, for example, I can't speak for Butch, but I about guarantee he did. If he found something good to drink or something good to smoke, you told somebody, didn't you? I did too. Huh? But we get Jesus and we keep it under wraps. Not all the time. I try to at work. It's hard. Jennifer and Darrell can vouch for you. It's hard to factor. Some people are going to bust upside the head a few times. It's hard. But you got to step back and remember, they're lost. I was the same way they was 20 years ago. Blinded. Had no clue. All I cared about was drugs and alcohol, just like they did. All they care about is the world and what's going on. But our job as Christians is to show them, I got to hurry, a better way. He said, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. So everybody's going to see him. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Hang on, I'm getting there. Y'all with me? I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation. Hey, in tribulation. To say good times all the time, did it. And in the kingdom of and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that's called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, to Pergamos, and unto, I can't pronounce that word, and Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea, close enough. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, now listen, church, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about with paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. We're going to see them eyes, church. Them eyes of fire we're going to stand before on Judgment Day. Yeah. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Are we ready for judgment like we think we are? I hope we are. And his feet like unto brass, as if they were burned in a fire. Come on. Hang with me. Come on. There we go. And his voice as a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in the strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. We're going to do the same exact same thing. How many of them being guilty? Boy, when I get to heaven, I'm going to do this, this, and this. I believe when we get to heaven, Bush, we're going to do exactly like John done. If we make it to heaven. And we get through the gates. I said if, because the Bible says everybody says, Lord, Lord, I ain't going to enter in. I hope I don't. I'm trying my best anyway. I can't say I hope. I know, but do I really? Think about that now. I mean, it's a harsh thing to really think about it. Oh, I've been saved. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Lord, help me. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I've been saved for 20 years. But the Word of God says, everybody that says, Lord, Lord, won't enter in. But they that do the will of my Father. That's who's going into heaven. If you keep His commandments. And the Bible also says in the Scriptures, you think you have salvation, but they are them that testify of me. So the Bible Scripture. Yeah, Scripture is good, but if you ain't testifying, if you ain't testifying the Scriptures, what good are you, Butch? I love Jesus. Really? I don't see it. I don't see you never smiling. I don't ever see you happy, Butch. Well, you love Jesus. You should be a change, amen? I was happy when I was drunk. Get a few beers. Boy, I was excited, Todd. That was happy then. Woo! Now we get saved and we're dried up as yesterday's puddle. Not all the time. Once in a while we'll get a little juice and we get all excited. Woo! Go out tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, we're done. Time to get off of work, get to the house. Toof! Recliner pops up, we're done. Nah, that's not. It's just a few of us saying. Get off work, hit the recliner. Woo! Yep, eyes closed, mouth open. Most of us. Not all of us. That's my guilty. Get off of work, get in the chair, get warm, get cool, whatever you want to call it. Angie keeps me cold, it's mostly cold. Get my blanket, wrap up, get warm. Take me a nap. About 5:35, I wake up. Do some stuff. I mean, wonder why. I wonder why. I'm not as close as God as I should be. Anyway. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, fear not. I am the first and the last. Fear not, church. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death. He's got the keys. I don't, you don't. So you're not getting to his house unless he says you are. And the Bible says... If he don't know you, you ain't getting in. But I've been to church all my life. I've been going to church for 60 years. Don't make no difference. I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Well, I mean, I was saved back in 1965, 2000. I was saved 20 years ago. And? You didn't love me because you didn't keep my commandments. But Lord, I sung the preacher's choir. I cast out devils. They wasn't lost. You can't cast out devils. You're lost, can you, brother? But you done prophesied in your name. I done things. I done things. But you didn't testify him. You didn't tell somebody about him. You didn't tell the lost there was a better way. Because the Bible says in the Scriptures you think you have salvation, but they are there to testify of me. You got to testify of Jesus. He loves you. Right. Amen. John 3:16. Oh, I can say it all the time. John 3:16, that's good. About 15 and 17. John 3:15, John 3:17. I didn't condemn the world. You're condemned already. I was condemned, but you had to tell me I was drunk. I know I was. You had to tell me I used to be a dopehead. I know I was a dopehead. And you had to tell me. I know. I know TJ was every time he came to Bojangles, but I didn't get on to him. I wanted to kill him. Get me in trouble. But I loved him. Showed him love. Tried to the best of my ability to show him love. To show him, hey, I still love you. There's a better way. That's our job as Christians to show. Hey, I know this world is crazy. This election got everybody all out of frame. And rightfully so, I agree. But that shouldn't be our biggest concern as Christians. Huh? Our biggest concern should be lost loved ones, lost neighbors, lost co-workers, lost, period. I've got several lost in my family. I'm sure we all do. I know Miss Ann got several brothers lost. My brother's lost, my nephew. Several people lost. They know better. They've been in church. We all went to church together. We all used to drink together. But I've got saved. Now it's my chance to show them there's a better way. Show my co-workers. And it's hard. Y'all pray for me on that one. I got several ideas. Especially my co-worker. Daryl knows what I'm talking about. Woo! Yeah. Y'all pray for that one. He's a jewel. But anyway, it's hard when you want things done a certain way. And they don't go that way. But anyway. But time is in hand, church, for God's people to stand up for what's right. And it's the Bible. Nothing else but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And on the third day, He rose again. That's all that matters. Because the biggest thing I think most of us is worried about, come January, how's it going to affect us financially, job-wise? And I say, I ain't saying don't worry about it now. But Jesus said, I'll take care of you. I've heard Mr. Butch say many a times, if there's a cracker left in Surrey County, he's going to get it. Am I right, brother? Close to it anyway. Yeah, get a corner, yeah. I'm the same way. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I've been there, lost. Barely had nothing to eat. And as you can tell, I ain't been without for a while. For 20 years, God's took care of me. Provided, Lord have mercy. If I had time, I'd tell you, I can't tell you all the times that God's took care of me and my family. Food. Nothing to eat. Going to Walmart with just a roll of quarters to get money. Just to get a loaf of bread and a dozen eggs to eat on all week. And find $100 in the cash register. Oh, that's Jesus. Jesus. And somebody done it on purpose. Because they had $100 wrapped up in the receipt. And it was there for 45 minutes in a self-checkout at Walmart. Coincidence, as John Freeman would say, I think not. She could have went to any other cash register at Walmart, but she happened to be at that one. Went up there to get her a dozen eggs and a loaf of bread with a roll of quarters. And looked in there and got the piece of paper out. It was $100. Five $20 bills. You can see the receipt, debit card, withdrawal, $100. He wrapped it around. Stuck it in there. She come back over all the way, smiling. I said, well, honey, I found this $100 bill, or $100. Well, praise the Lord. I just won. And so far, cancer free. So far. She's hard headed, like her mama. I'm going to walk with her. Nah. But so far, cancer free. God answered me in the prayer in that situation. I mean, I can go on and on. Son in church, granddaughters in church. Wife in church. When I was his age, I was drunk. Lost, dying, going to hell. Nothing I done, but Jesus. Woo, that's Jesus sitting back in that corner. Not me. Amen. Jesus. Because if he followed daddy, he'd have been in bad shape. Like I followed my daddy and my grandpa. They're all alcoholics. My grandpa, my dad, me, my brother, my cousin, it's all we ever drink. It's all we lived for. My dad got right, he got in church, but still, it was there. That's what I've seen, examples. I ain't been the best example, but my son's seen his daddy ain't been a drunk or alcoholic or a drug addict for 20 years. All because of Jesus. Got a wonderful family. I'm glad he come to here. I'm glad he stayed here. Glad he found a Christian wife. I mean, things you could go back and look at all what ifs. We all could, couldn't we? What if I done this? What if I done that? But thankfully, he stayed in church. I hope he always does. But anyway, I know this ain't been a great message, but anyway, the time is at hand, church. Now it's the time for the church to show the world what being a Christian really means. Not religious, Christian. Really means. Amen? Anyway, I'm going to hush and get you out here. Cut this thing off. Love you, church. Appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity. I know y'all had to do it, but still.